The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's happening to people every single day for no explained reason. And it feels horrible. You wake up and find out your Instagram account has been disabled. It may be because you're doing a couple of really simple things you've always been doing on Instagram, or it may be you are in violation of Instagram's community guidelines and you didn't even realize it. In this episode of Build Your Tribe, I'm going to share with you some really important things you want to make sure you're not doing on Instagram if you want to make sure you're able to keep your Instagram account. Listen, for some of us, not only does it feel horrible, it's financially devastating to lose your account. I know I've had mine, not disabled, but I had mine hacked once before. Oh my gosh, there's a previous Build Your Tribe episode on that. Let me tell you, it's a horrible, horrible feeling. So it doesn't matter whether it's hacked or it's just been disabled, you want to avoid having this happen at all costs. But in this episode, I want to share with you some other reasons why you want to avoid doing some of the following things on Instagram. And the first of which is a very popular methodology to get more engagement, and that is an engagement pod, sometimes referred to as Instagram podding. What is that? Instagram podding is when a group of people, sometimes it's friends that just know each other, all agree to be in one giant Instagram DM group. And when one person posts, they send a message to the group, and then everybody in the group comments, likes, maybe saves. Sometimes they share the post. What does that do? It gets you instant engagement. The problem is these have turned into business opportunities now where someone will offer to have you join an engagement pod, and it's real people usually who have real accounts usually. And so it feels like it shouldn't be a problem. It's like, oh, we're all just agreeing to like each other's posts. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that Instagram is their artificial intelligence is very aware, and they can see that this is happening, and they're cracking down on it like crazy. Myself and my co-host, Brock Johnson, we own and operate a Instagram membership program called Insta Club Hub. And we have so many members who've had this happen recently, even though we tell our members never do an Instagram pod group for a number of reasons. Number one, your account could get banned. But number two, it's just inauthentic. So you're portraying to your audience that you're getting more engagement than you really are. It's like paying people to show up to your birthday party. You know what I'm saying? And it's really unethical when it comes to influencers who are using these kinds of groups to boost their engagement. It's false advertising. You're pretending that you have credentials that you don't have. You're pretending that you have influence that you really don't have. I mean, frankly, if you have to pay for engagement, what does that say about the integrity of your brand? And now listen, I'm not making any judgments. I have plenty of friends who've used these thinking that it was a simple, harmless way to get their account to grow. But it really long-term has the ramifications of hurting your brand. Next, fake followers. Listen, you may have bought fake followers a long time ago. There's nothing you can do about it. There's no point in trying to remove them. And if bots or like fake accounts start following you, and you didn't pay for it, again, there's really nothing you can do about that. I wouldn't waste any time trying to delete those accounts. But by all means, do not pay for fake followers or fake likes. First, let's talk about fake followers. Again, I have a real problem with this because it's just unethical. You're pretending that you have a certain amount of clout and influence that you really don't have. Number two, it's going to hurt your algorithm in the long run because fake followers don't usually, unless you pay for it separately, like and engage and actually have engagement with your account. In the long run, those fake followers, because they're not real people, they don't comment, they don't like, they don't share your content, and ultimately it's going to give you reduced reach in the long run. Now let's talk about fake likes. Fake likes are just as bad. Again, it's an ethical decision. And while it might make you feel like you've more credibility, it might make you feel like, oh, if people look at this content and they see I've got so many likes, they're going to think more highly of me. But it's really, just think about what it says about your integrity. I mean, if you're willing to buy likes and trick people into thinking that you have more engagement, that particular post is more popular than it was, what does that say about your brand? You as the person who wants to have integrity, and you've got to build trust to get people to buy, right? And all those people who are liking your post, by the way, it's so easy to spot all of these things. That's the other thing I have to say to anyone who's doing any of these practices. It's so obvious to everyone else. No one's going to say anything, but it's so obvious. When you get comments from an engagement pod, it's so ridiculously obvious. It's not even funny. They all come in at about the same time. A lot of them are one sentence, and they, even because they are a real person, they might seem like a real comment, and they are a real comment because it's real people in this engagement pod, but they don't really know each other, and they really don't care about the content the other person's posting. They're just trying to leave a great comment so that they'll leave one back. So the comments will be like, looking good, babe. Love the info, babe. You look fire. Oh, this is great advice. It's just like things that nobody would say. It's so dumb and it's so obvious. And no one's going to tell you that they know you're doing this, but they know you're doing this. And it's not a good look. You don't need to do this. A real account is going to see today in 2023 huge fluctuations in the number of likes on each post. So if you're looking at an account that's getting about the same number of likes on every single post, it's like 7,000, 7,000, 6,000, 6,000, 7,000. That's not even possible because Instagram does this. Even the most popular posts or popular influencer is going to see one post with 35,000 and then the next post with 2,000 and then one post with 110,000 and the next post with 1,500. That's a real account. That's how you can tell it's real. And sometimes a post just isn't one that's going to get a lot of engagement. So again, when you see the same number of comments on someone who's in an engagement pod. So there's so many ways to spot these things, but it's going to hurt your engagement. It's going to hurt your reach. And most importantly, it's going to hurt your brand. It's going to damage the trust that you have with the people who are following you. And today, the number one currency isn't how many followers you have. It isn't how many likes you're getting on your last post. It's how much trust do you have with your audience? And when you lose trust, I mean, it's so hard to build that back. It takes years to build it back. Buying likes, buying followers, paying to be an engagement group, or paying for engagement in general is just an unsustainable strategy. Buying followers is, it's a short-term strategy that does not lead to sustainable growth. In fact, in the long run, it's very likely it's going to get your account banned. Even if you were doing it unintentionally or you didn't realize however long ago you paid for the service, do whatever you can to turn those services off because it is a horrible feeling to wake up and find that your account has been suspended. Again, with the community that Brock and I coach, every week we have probably, 10 or 20 of our students who will reach out to us and say like, what do I do? And I'll link to this episode of Build Your Tribe where we talk about what to do if in fact you do lose your account. And sometimes it's you haven't done anything. You just wake up one day and your account has been suspended without warning. You didn't realize you were in violation of any community guideline, but you get slapped with that temporary timeout. How do you get your account back? Again, I will link to the episode of Build Your Tribe to help you get your account back. But this is not a sustainable strategy unless you plan to pay for those things forever. But the bottom line is fake followers, an engagement pod, fake likes, none of those things will ever result in more sales. And for that reason, you must take very seriously the legal implications. There are countless websites that now brands can pay for that will screen and scrape your social media profile to actually figure out if, in fact, your followers are real, if your engagement is real, if your followers were bought, like they can tell what's going on. These are paid services. So I'll link to a couple of those below in our show notes. But yeah, brands are doing that because brands have lost billions of dollars to unethical influencers who are pretending and inflating these numbers and then charging these astronomical rates for brands. And then brands are like, wait a second, something's up because this very popular influencer is not converting. And so these additional websites have popped up that allow them to pay for a service that actually scrapes the content. It's artificial intelligence that looks at your account to figure out if, in fact, you're engaging in some of this very misleading conduct. And that is actionable from a legal standpoint. So take this stuff very seriously. I know it's social media and we shouldn't take it that seriously. And it probably felt so harmless to do these things, but they're very misleading practices. And social media is a big business. So by misleading your followers, potential sponsors, etc., in the long run, you're just going to hurt yourself, your own credibility, and it can really negatively impact other creators. And it's a community, right? So I think when we all agree to have higher standards, we're going to see people behaving in a way that's more ethical, more transparent, more authentic. And one of the ways we do that is just recognizing that, yeah, it sucks. It sucks sometimes. Maybe you've lost a ton of followers or your likes have just gone in the tank. We're all in the same boat. So rather than try to cover it up or do anything that could get you in a whole heap of trouble legally, take the high road, clean things up, get rid of those services. And again, remember that the way to really build a sustainable business is by building your email list. So if you haven't done that, like anyone could lose their Instagram account or TikTok or whatever, or YouTube any day, but you don't have to worry about losing your business if you have an email list. So for that reason, I'm going to recommend the previous episode we did on why it's so important and why it's so critical that you build your email list and some great tips on how to get started doing that. Hey, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I hope that I've done that for you today. Let me know if you or anyone you know has ever had their account suspended and what happened. Were they able to get it back? Remember that in the description for this episode, I will place a link to another Build Your Tribe episode where we provide for you some tips on hopefully getting that account back, but it's never 100%. And there's no customer service number at Instagram. If you struggle with Instagram and you wish somebody could help you make it much, much easier to get engagement, to get reach, and to get real followers, I invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. You can find the link below again in our description that allows you to give it a try. You get 14 days for $7. It allows you to binge our best content. You will freaking love it. There's nothing like it on the planet. If you're struggling with Instagram, I highly recommend that you check it out. Brock and I would love to have you. Again, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.